a new service that started in December, and it's a voluntary service, so it's for young girls from the age of 19 downwards, so any age from 19, with their first baby. It's funded by the Department of Health, and it's been actually first started in America, and it's had such a good success rate in America that the Department of Health thought it was worthwhile bringing it to England. So although it's already running in Sheffield and other parts of the country, Rotherham's now taken it on board and we're starting it here. So we've got the funding now to have take on 102 girls under the age of 19 in their first pregnancy, and we've recruited four family nurses and myself as a supervisor to provide that service. We'll be offering them our service, which I said is voluntary, and it's a one-to-one home nursing visiting. We'll be going and seeing them and finding out all about them, listening to their concerns about, you know, being pregnant, etc., but offering them a sort of listening ear and all the information that they could possibly need to know about looking after themselves in pregnancy, keeping healthy, how all about their child's development whilst they're pregnant, how to keep healthy, as I said before, but how to prepare themselves for parenting later on, about child development, about bonding, attachment, about the use of the other services that are available in Rotherham, so that we link them up to services. So that although we will work with them until their babies are two, we want them to know about all the other services that are available for them in the community, so they can access them when we're no longer working with them. Oh, it's particularly important because these young girls are less likely to access services. We know that from the research that's been done. So by providing the mums with all the health advice that they need for themselves and for their babies, all the developmental advice that they need for their child once it's first born and up until the age of two, when they go into nursery at two, then they're more likely to be able to achieve the developmental milestones that the other children will have done, which we know from research, without that all that input that they can give with the developmental skills that we're going to give them about their child, they're less likely to achieve. And it also means that when they go to big school, as we call it, those children are more likely to achieve and be at the same level as the other children that are at that school. If anybody wants to find out any more about it or feels that they'd like to be referred into the service themselves or know anybody that would like to, they can contact me.